All right, let's start. So what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Overtime Attitude Podcast. It's the first of the year. We're going to start a new, I guess, going a new direction with this podcast and with the channel itself. We've been doing this for about a year, and we realized that after experimenting different niches, you could say, we finally found something that was getting views and getting traction, which was car shows. So eventually, every week, I started going to car shows. Now that's our new spiel, we could say, for the channel. And then for this podcast, we're going to do a, I guess, after show special of the car shows, and I'm gonna have Chris with me as well doing these. Whoever comes with me to the car shows, I guess, will join me in the studio and do these type of event sit downs, podcast ish, you could say. But today I've got Chris in the studio. We're gonna go over the Lake Nona Cars and Coffees that was this morning. It was a pretty good event. It was wasn't cold. I mean, it was nice out, but it was better than, you could say it was a little bit better than last time, but it was like a, kind of like a theme of Ford versus Ferrari. But we're going to get more into that. I'm going to get Chris in here and join me. And he's right beside me here. Might as well introduce you. What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
Yeah, what's up, man? I had a really good day today. At the car show. It's my second time going to this particular car show. Go this way. Thing. What, the mic?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Looks weird.
Take two. All right.
Now you're good, man. Don't worry.
So, went to Lake Nona Car Show today. This is my second time going to the Lake Nona Car Show. It was, you know, pretty cool. The first time I was with Chris, he was like, you know, doing his thing with the camera and everything like that. And I was just kind of watching and just checking out the different cars and stuff like that. I like that, those kind of cars and stuff. So like, it was cool for me just to walk around, but I didn't feel very involved because, you know, Chris was doing his thing with his cameras and stuff like that. And, you know, getting some clips and stuff like that. And, I definitely, you know, like to tag along, but it was cool today because I was able to use my camera today that I got. So, yeah.
Yeah. So Chris basically tagged along last month. I had my setup with the gimbals and whatnot. Damn. Cheers.
Whoops.
Before you cut everybody off here, cheers to that. Okay, so back on track here. So I was back at the Lake Nona Car Show. He joined me, and we had a few, experiences because we were setting up different places. But at the same time, I kind of felt like he was left out because he didn't have a camera. And out of my surprise, he actually bought a camera when we were at an event at the Wolf's Den event. And he brought out an FX3 with a new... It was basically decked out with like the gimbal and everything. So he's pretty much ready, which I was pretty happy to see him. And pretty cool to tag along. Now you come along with me now and do videos. I know he will have different videos because he's more cinematic. I'm more of just walkthrough, vlog-ish. So it's two separate animals we're doing, but it's also at the same time, it's a good time to bond and do a lot of filming, which is pretty cool. I know you liked it a lot going to that show today.
Yeah. It was a good time. You know, I'm always up for, you know, seeing, like I said, those kind of cars and stuff like that. But yeah, I will say, you know, seeing Chris start his channel and stuff like that, and like it, you know, he's up to like 250 subscribers right now.
Yeah, I'm like at 252. I'm just trying to post weekly and have a consistency of the car shows, even though everyone is different. Mm-hmm. I am learning different crowds and different reactions with the YouTube algorithm, and people are liking certain certain shows compared to others. I know the Cars and Coffee is not as popular as the Festival of Speeds and the Artist Speed. That's more of a specialty show, and not a lot of people go to that. But yeah. At the same time, I like to go film those, even though they're out of my way, or I've got to pay a certain amount more money to get into those. It's definitely beneficial because a lot of people don't go to it, and they want to see it on the YouTube channel. So obviously they're gonna come to my channel, look at it. It obviously came out pretty well because it's got over 11,000 views.
Yeah,
I was pretty stoked to see that. I mean, I guess it's good motivation for everybody else, especially you, because now you want to start a channel.
Yeah.
Now. Do you see a difference with the quality of the events when I go to Artist Speed compared to going to a Cars and Coffees?
Do I see the what do you mean?
Like, do you see a difference in the cars and the culture and the way quality? It is?
Oh, you mean like the type of cars? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like the Lake Nona show, right? I've been there twice, and that show was like, it's always a good turnout. It always has like great cars and everything. But then like the show that we went to last time, where was it? Like by the
which one?
The one by the airport.
That was Rock and Bruise, but it rained out. We didn't get to see it.
Even then, like, I don't think that the cars that were going to be there were going to be that great of cars. Like, maybe a few, but I think that the Lake Nona one just has, like, way better cars and way more cars.
Yeah, we don't know because we never been to a Rock and Bruise one. Maybe they could have. We're not saying anything, people, that we know if it's a good or bad show. We never been to it and seen it, but we were looking around and seeing the cars that were there. I mean, they were cars pulling up, but it was raining and cold. People didn't want to show up to that.
Yeah, I was pretty bummed out because it was like my first time, you know, with my camera. So I just got a new camera, FX3.
Yeah, and then right,
I got the 12 to 20, what is it, 25 or 24? 12
well,
to 20.
What original lens did you have on it when you bought it?
That was the, oh my gosh, it was like the 24 to 70 or something like that.
Dude, were you recording from a C-section of a stadium?
Yeah, I was, well, like, so I did like my home, well, I did a lot of research. I wouldn't say homework. I did a lot of research on like which one I should get. And everybody said like, dude, get like the 24 to 70. Like that's an all around good lens and this, that, and the other thing. And then I like found out really quick that like for doing like close up car shots, you know, because all these cars at these Cars and Coffees are parked like so close together that you need a wide angle lens. Like you have to be able to zoom out, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or else you're not going to get these shots. So I actually sent that one back. I bought it on Amazon, sent it back, and then I got my refund, and I ended up going with the G Master 12 to 24. And I really like that lens because it's a wide angle lens. I was able to get good shots with it. And I was like, dude, I was like really pumped today. Like, so like, you know, I think we touched on it just briefly, but like Chris went to these shows and he was doing his videos and everything, and he was posting on YouTube, and it's just so cool to see him like start from nothing, and then now he has like 250 subscribers, which to some people may not be a lot of subscribers, but it's still cool to see you grow. Like you got 250, I know you'll get 500, I know you'll get 1,000, and you're so consistent with it. Like I feel like every time I like look at my phone, like it's like I get a notification from YouTube, Overtime Attitude, post another video, and it's really inspiring, really, to like to watch you like be so just consistent and trying to build your channel and really going above and beyond, going out of your way. You dedicate so much time and effort. You really like, you know, you take the time to edit your videos. I don't know, man. It inspired me to the point where I surprised Chris. I was like, hey man, by the way, like after one show that we went to, what show was it?
The Wolf's Den over at Jim's Place.
Yeah. Yeah. After that, I was like, I told him I ordered the camera that I ordered, and, I was like pumped to tell him that. I was like, man, look, I went and got my own camera. Like I want to, you know, start like doing some like cinematic videos with you and stuff like that. And just kind of just, you know, be there with him. And we do our own thing. You know, Chris likes to, like he said, he likes to vlog. I like to do more cinematic, like, you know, speed ramps, slow motion, stuff like that. But either way, man, I'm super pumped. It's something new. I like to try something new every year. Every year I try to maybe do, you know, I don't want to say a niche, but I would like to just try something new and see what I can make out of it. And just try to be a little bit better than I was last year. Learn a new skill, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a learning curve with that FX3. I have an FX30 and I'm still learning it. And I'm used to my ZV-E10 on the gimbal, and going from a ZV-E10 to an FX30 is a really big jump.
Yeah.
I mean, same settings. I mean, the Sony is not as different with the settings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely a different quality of video and definitely different. It's definitely easier because you have all three on knobs. You have ISO on a knob, you got your shutter speed on a knob, and you've got your
f-stops
on a knob as well, which I don't have my ZV-E10. It only has a knob for the f-stop and for the shutter speed itself. The ISO is on a separate button itself, but it's still a good camera to record on. I know everyone else was looking at the camera saying, giving you compliments and whatnot about it. But all in all, I mean, it was definitely a... it was a theme today with the Ford versus Ferrari at Lake Nona. How many Mustangs did we count today? Well, at least 100 were there, I think.
Man, I don't know, dude. Yeah, I saw a lot of Mustangs. And like, there was one in particular. I didn't catch the guy's name, but I mean, it was so just modded out. And the attention to detail on that Mustang was like just unreal. I mean, the guy really put a lot of work into it. But you know, sometimes I think, you know, you see these cars and they have quote unquote big wheels on the back, meaning like drag slicks.
Or is it this one? This is the one?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And it just sometimes I wonder, like, is that just for aesthetics? Like, obviously it's on bags.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the suspension is, it's a bag suspension. So it's, I wouldn't call that like a race suspension, right? Because, you know, nobody that's actually drag racing is
using bags.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That could be a show car. Could it be?
No, it's 100% a show car. I mean, dude, like I said, the attention to detail on that car was insane. Like the interior, the car was fully modded out, but I just wanted to know like what that thing did in like the quarter. I never got a chance to ask the guy because so many people were like asking him questions and I was just trying to do my thing. But yeah
this one was nice too. That's the car next to it.
Those owner kids was there asking me about my camera, the kid that owned
it. That owner was there. That's a turbo. If you want to see, that's a turbo. It's a 5.0 I think it's gotten it. But those are the cars that we like to go and see. We like to see Lamborghinis and Ferraris and things of that nature, but it gets kind of old seeing the same old factory looking cars.
Yeah.
I like going to see built cars that have put a lot of time into it, you know, built, not bought. It's like what I,
yeah, you know, like it has to like go a see. Person's touch to it, you know, that's like somebody's touch to
well,
it.
Well, they have a relationship with the car and they know exactly what to do with it and like what goes where.
What's in it, what bolt goes where
and what breaks easily, what doesn't, and what goes together properly and whatnot. But it's definitely different seeing those cars, but there was a lot of built Mustangs there that had all those modifications to it, and I mean they were all freaking loud too. None of them crashed today either, luckily.
A couple got sideways.
Well, they got sideways, but I mean the Dodge Challenger nearly hit me when I was recording.
Yeah,
I had a Dodge Challenger come at me. I was on a median, and
it's too bad you couldn't like find that clip and play it. That'd be.
I have the clip, but you guys are gonna see it on YouTube whenever I post it, and because the thing was that I was in the middle of the four-way. Mm-hmm. So there's people going left, there's people going right, there's people turning in, there's people going straight.
Well, you're in the median.
Yeah, it was in the median.
Yeah.
Which is very, very dangerous, by the way, people. Don't try and do that unless you want to risk your life.
See your
life flash before your eyes.
Yeah, I was definitely
in
the median. But if I'm being honest, though, half the people that I see get, you know, squirrely or whatever, they turn right out of like a... you know, out of the place, they're turning right onto the road, and usually they gas it and end up going actually like into where the sidewalk is. I don't feel like they go into the median. They typically
No, there was a video. I have a video of somebody posted, and there was an M3 or an M4 Beamer, and his ass end was in the wall. I guess he got sideways, and his ass end hit the wall, and the wall was knocked down on the grass there.
Yeah.
That's the moments I wish I was there to see.
Yeah, dude. Get something crazy like that on film, that would be wild.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That Dodge that got me on film, I wish I was recording a little earlier. I think I recorded the mid-frame when he was looking straight at me. I wish I would have got the whole thing, but it's all good. I mean, the thing is, though, too, is there's a lot of cop presence there.
Oh, dude. Yeah, the cops loaded.
Were everywhere. Were they shutting down one lane up
I think they were. Yeah, they were up there on one lane. I looked back a little bit, and I was checking them out, and they were kind of up there doing their thing. I actually feel like last time they were worse last time they were there.
Well, last time they were closing like off the left lanes.
They were pulling people over.
Yeah,
they were. Left and right.
Yeah, they're very strict over there. Orlando Police Department.
Bro even made an announcement before the show end, like, nobody do any burnouts or whatever. Get out of Lake Nona and do that shit, you know? Yeah, right. Nobody's listening to that shit.
No,
yeah.
There were people doing... I guess they were burning out. We found like 2 or 3 that were, but...
Yeah. No, dude.
Did you see that motorcycle that burnt out?
No.
The sports bike? So there was a sports bike. It comes up to the car and just straight blows the tires. I have it on film.
Oh, really?
You're going to see it, yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, he just does a straight burnout, and the cop... comes out from down the hill, sees him, but he was gone by the time the cop comes.
Oh, he took off.
Oh, yeah. The cop came.
Yeah, he ain't got time for that. Nobody got time for that.
No, but I mean, it was still, I don't know, it was a mixture because when they were leaving, everybody else was also in the line, so it was kind of hard to tell. Or you can't get everybody in one shot, so you kind of cut it off, each one. But I mean, it was cool. It definitely didn't feel like 4 hours being out there.
No, man, not at all, dude. I feel like we even got there early.
Yeah, we got there like around 8 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
I got there around 8 o'clock-ish.
Yeah, I got there like 8:30 or something. But like, I mean, it was like noon before you knew it. And like, it was just really cool, man. Like I was like walking around and like this guy, he was like the DJ. And he had like a, you know, he had his Hummer set up. It was a Hummer. I don't know if you noticed it. But, and he was like in the back. It was like a Hummer with like the brand new Hummer that had like a bed, like a little bit of a bed.
Yeah.
And he had his like little DJ, I don't even know. Like, what would you call it? Just
yeah, DJ booth. I have a picture.
Like a booth.
I have a picture.
Yeah,
of it.
Like a DJ booth. It was just like a DJ booth.
Yeah, on I have the a back picture of
the,
it there
on the back of the bed. And he was like, I walked past them, and he was like, "Hey, man."
Yeah, it's the he had it like on top of an electric. It's an electric Hummer. That's a Hummer, dude.
What did I say? I said Hummer.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's, oh, that's yeah, crazy yeah, yeah. though. It's on an electric Hummer. A man's got some money, right? That's $100,000.
Oh yeah, right yeah, there. Yeah, yeah. And he was like, I walked past him. I was like, hey man, is it cool if I like film you? You know, do like a pan around.
Yeah,
around
yeah.
him. You know what I mean? And he was like, yeah, yeah. And then at the end, he's like, man, get in the. He's like, open up the back doors, like, and like get in the back of the truck. And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
bro, what? And he's like, yeah, man, just get in the back of the truck. And he's like, just film me. And I'm like, okay. I was like, bet, dude. So like, I opened the back of the truck. I was like. Like, I know the man doesn't want me to stand on his seats. He's yeah. like, no, the seats fold up.
You should have gone on top of the roof rack thing.
That's a bit extreme, but I was like, all right, cool. So then like, I started like kind of panning around his back, and then like I got to his side and like zoomed in on what he was doing on the computer.
Yeah.
And like, that's going to make for like a sick edit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like do include the DJ and everything. And then he started talking to me, and I got his, you know, his information and stuff like that. And he actually wanted me to maybe do some stuff for him, some filming for him. So yeah. I thought that was really cool. Just building relationships. That's what's so exciting about it all.
Yeah. You know? It's just cool to go and meet people there and talk to them. Anytime I see a cool car, I always like try to ask if the owner's there, because I like to always ask questions. Like that red Chevy that was there. We were trying to find the owner.
Yeah.
So that thing was really nice. We're going to go through those photos later and show everybody all the photos, all the cars that were there, which one of them was that Chevy truck.
Yeah, that thing was sick.
That thing was pretty dope. But yeah, meeting new and people that we know before, like Rune, we've known him for a long time with the Aventador. I've seen him a while go to every show.
Yeah, I actually went up to him. I didn't even recognize him without his glasses for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I
yeah.
went up to him and I was like, hey, man, I met you last time with Chris Gopal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I was, you know, trying to get him jog his memory. He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, man. And so, like, he's a super cool guy, man. And
yeah, he's laid back. He just likes to chill and have, you know.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, man, is it cool if I, like, kind of, like, get it, not in your car, but, like, is it cool if I, like, you know, do some filming and stuff like that, like, kind of get into the dash? He's like, yeah, do whatever. And he's like, I'll pop the, you know, well, not the
rear hood.
It would be like the trunk, I guess, you know, because it's a Lambo. But he's like, I could pop that. You could see the engine and this, that, and the other thing. And it was cool. I was able to get some good clips of that. And he opened his door for me.
Mm-hmm,
Excuse me, kind of like slowly. But you couldn't see him in the shot. So the door was just like opening up while I like panned by it. And the door was just slowly. Oh, it was cool.
Yeah.
So no, that guy's really cool. So
yeah, he's laid back. Shout out to Rune. He's a good guy. The event store. He's going to bring out that Diablo soon. Hopefully I want to see that person, the orange one he's got.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be
that guy must love orange.
Yeah. But it's going to be a cool car. I saw pictures of it. I'm eager to see it in person. I think it'll be a cool car to see.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But yeah, we still got some photos to go through. We could go through these now if you want to, and we'll show everybody. If you guys are listening, we'll also name the cars. That way you guys are familiar with what I'm talking about. But I'm going to go through the video and show you guys. Like, this is Rune's Aventador. So this is the Ferrari section. They had a Ford versus Ferrari theme. So obviously the Ferraris are up front. Did you get a picture with these and the Fords, Chris? The Ford GTs are next to it?
So I only saw one Ford GT, and it was Joe's.
No, those two classic ones are back there. You didn't get a picture of those? There's two.
Oh, those. Yeah, I did. I don't know why I was thinking about just 4G. I don't know why.
That was a 4G. It was like a 1960 something. Those two of them back there hiding.
Oh. No, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was more focused on the exotic cars right there.
That was that's a 458 red one?
Yeah.
That red. What is that one behind? Is that the new one? The newer version?
That's like a...
That's the new Ferrari.
It's not a 488. It's like something.
It's one of the newer ones.
It's like an F something, I think.
It's one of the newer ones. I don't remember what it was.
That thing is sick.
But that one is nice. That's the F. Is that F12?
F12.
F12.
I believe, yeah.
That's one of the one that's unique, because the motor's in the front.
Yeah.
It's traditionalized. They get started that car faster than the 48. I don't know. I've never seen one on the track before. But yeah,
I like the track version of that car.
Yeah, but you see the Ford GT next to it? That's the one I'm talking about, the Shelby one.
Yeah.
That's a Cobra. That's not a GT. I'm sorry. That's a Cobra.
Yeah, Cobra. That's why I was getting confused.
Yeah, it's like, my bad. That's a Cobra. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a Cobra. So that's DJ Booth that you were talking about with the guy.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. Pretty nice. Trying to get like a good photo, but that damn post is in my way.
Speaker loud, boy.
So I was trying to get the palm trees in the 480, 458 in the background for like maybe a thumbnail or something in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good thumbnail.
Okay, so this is the section. I started from the back section. So pretty much what everybody at home wanna know is that the sections at Lake Nona are in different manufacturers. So you have Chevy, Ford, Dodge, Audi, BMW, Nissan, Toyota, Exotics. Everybody has their own sections, and I basically go through every section starting from Nissan and go back forwards towards up towards the Chevy and Fords. So we're going to start at Nissan, and then we're going to go towards, I think it's Audi, BMW, Dodge, and then Chevy, and then Exotics. So this is the Nissan part. That's a, what's that, 35, what is that Infiniti? I know what model it is, but I don't remember. Do you know what model that is, Chris?
30, isn't it like a 34
or 38? I don't know. I don't know Infiniti's that well.
G35? I don't know.
I don't know Infiniti's that well. It's got no hood.
No hood. I saw him leaving.
No hood. Weight reduction, dog.
Gotta go fast.
Which one's next? He has the Beamers here. I don't know. I never liked that front end, but it's kind of growing on me a little bit. I don't know. Those big grills they have on them now.
Beamers are okay.
Huh?
Beamers are okay. I mean, I like all cars. Though. I mean,
that's Carlos. Carlos likes Beamers.
Carlos loves Beamers.
Yeah. He
wants another one so bad. He had one, and it wasn't a, you know.
Well, yeah, he bought a used one.
Well, yeah.
One that's like, ooh, I like that blue one.
Yeah.
That's like an ocean blue. I don't like that grill, man. I can't see past it. I can't deal with that grill. It's just too big. It's
like the whole front end of the car.
You could literally suck in a raccoon with that thing. That massive grill.
I don't really mind it. I mean, I think it looks okay.
I don't
okay.
like it. I don't like the big grill. I'm trying to grow on it, but I can't. I don't like it.
That one next to it's pretty sick, too.
No, it's ugly. The grill's ugly.
It sucks.
I don't like... Oh, there you go.
Ooh.
There's a Huracan. Is that a base model Huracan?
I don't know. I don't even know Huracan models that well. Like, sometimes I'm like, what is this? The only reason why I know what a STO is...
Bring the mic to you. Your microphone's too away.
The only reason why I know what an STO is because I believe those are the only ones that have the exhaust coming out of like the back, like right on the back.
I don't know anything.
And
about
then the
those.
Other ones come out of like a normal exhaust on the bottom of the bumper on either side. But the STOs, I believe, have one round exhaust on both sides, and it comes like right out of the back of the car.
I don't know. I don't know anything about those because I can't afford them, so I don't even bother.
Right.
Why I don't even bother looking at the models. Like, yeah, this model has this and this. I can't afford it. I don't know. I just like the aesthetics of it and the paint and what people do to them, the wraps. And like that one behind it has got a purple wrap on it.
Yeah. Dude, I loved the army green one that was there today.
Do you mean that SUV, the Urus?
No, hell no.
Oh. What do you think of this Galago? That was like a race-built... Galago. They said they couldn't register that car because it's not legal.
Oh, really?
They weren't able to register that car. I don't know this whole full story.
He was driving it.
But that one was fully built. It had a roll cage. It had a steering wheel detached. It had a full-blown rear-end bumper splitters.
Didn't even have interior.
No, that was a race car.
That was a go-kart. That's what that was.
That was a go-kart, yeah. That is a go-kart. Very fast go-kart.
Very fast. There it is.
These are the Chevys I was talking about. Now... What year is that one? Do you know, Chris, what year those two are?
I don't know. I think it's a C10, though.
Yeah, like this one here.
60s, I think.
It had a Corvette motor in it, if y'all could tell at home. I don't know exactly what LS motor or LT motor was in it, but that guy spent a lot of money. He's got a Wilwood master brake cylinder and Wilwood full brake system on it. He had a Holley digital gauge cluster, a Holley sniper display thing. I mean, that was a full-blown like SEMA truck almost.
I mean, he definitely did it right. He took the time and did it right. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Shout out to that guy who's got the old school Chevy that was there, the orange one. That was very, very... That was probably my favorite car I liked there. Favorite truck. But next to it, I mean, they had a truck with a turbo in it. He had an LS motor, but I don't know exactly what LS motor it is. But I mean, it was definitely a nice setup, too. He had a nice setup.
Yeah, I liked that. I liked those trucks for sure.
And now we have a Porsche. You know, there was a lot of Porsches today. There was a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Usually there's a lot of Porsches at the car shows.
I feel like Porsches are just like taking over these things.
Dude, GT3 is where it's at, dude. They're light. They're affordable. They're track cars.
Affordable? GT3 RS?
Those hang with the Lamborghinis.
Yeah, but those are like... don't know, dude. I feel like those are
expensive. I feel like you're going to get your money's worth out of that if you were going to buy that car. But me, I'm not a
Porsche. I don't even think a GT TRS, I could be wrong, but I don't even think those cars have like air conditioning.
Are those like 300,000?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can get a Lambo for like 190.
I don't know the specs. I'm not a big Porsche person, so I don't know.
I wasn't exactly. either, bro, but they're growing on me, dude. Like, they're growing on me. Like, if I could get that car in all black.
No, I don't want that one.
All black, dude. Red seat belts. Hell yeah. Hater.
Chris is a hater.
I don't know. I'm never a Porsche person. German.
Chris, why are you hating, bro?
Hitler. Trigger me.
Triggered.
The Hellcat. That's a red eye, dude. So that one.
I can't talk about a car I can't get behind.
It's a car that is overrated, I think.
I do not like those. Chargers and Challengers?
No. I think it's just something that it's a hood rich car, but at the same
hood rich.
At the same
That's
time.
That's hilarious. That's perfectly put.
Hood it rich. Is a hood rich car. It's what it is. Every hood rich person is going to get that car. I'm not trying to be stereotypical here, but it's just a car that you get some money, you think it's fast, but
it's really not even that expensive of a car.
Yes, it is.
No. It's under 100 grand.
It's 130 grand for that car.
No.
Yes, the red eyes are that much money. The red eye is more money than the Hellcats. You know that, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep up with them.
The Hellcat is pretty expensive, but that car gets stolen so easily to steal that car.
I think people just want them. So they just find the way to steal them. Nobody's stealing.
I see no use to those except for just going around like to the grocery store and just getting sideways with it. But you're not going to hang with a Corvette or a Lamborghini with that car. It's not happening.
No, I guess. I mean, I'm sure. I know they push like a lot of horsepower. What are they, like 800 or 1,000?
I mean, like 1,000. In a straight line, yeah, it's fine. But we're going around town. We're taking turns. We're overtaking cars. That thing better perform.
That thing's a boat. It's a boat.
But then again, too, I also believe...
It's a battleship.
I also believe in the driver as well. I mean, you could put a badass person behind that car, and he probably could drive that car.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
It's a good looking car. I mean,
it is a good looking car. I like the way they sound. I like the way they wind up. Would I want one? I don't think so.
No, I wouldn't buy one.
So this is a lineup with the other cars. It was a red. That's a red Hellcat. That's another Hellcat. And then that one was a red eye. I heard about a jailbreak one. I don't know exactly what model that is, but a jailbreak one puts out like 900 horsepower, something like that.
Hmm.
It's crazy. Like you get a car now, it's like 1,000 horsepower out the box.
Out the box. Off the showroom floor.
The Revolto is like out the box, 1,000 horsepower.
The thing is like here's the thing. For me, like if I'm gonna buy a car that is like upwards of 100,000, most cars are about 100,000 these days, right? For like a sports car, right? A new one. Anyway. For like 90 more I understand it's double. Like you just spend like 200,000. Like if you just, I know it's not everybody's goal, but if you just save up a little bit more money, you can get into like a Lambo. Why would you get a Hellcat or a Charger? I understand like that's some people's dream cars.
Yeah, but you can go get a Z06 now, Z8, C8s that are, you know, 130, 140 grand, and you can go keep up with those Lamborghinis too.
Yeah, but like. It's still a C8 though, bro. Like I like C8s. I think. I have mixed feelings. If I'm being honest with you, I have mixed feelings about the C8s.
Why, you don't like the C8s anymore?
I like the C8s. Mm-hmm. I like the C8s, but it's like, I feel like the C8 is trying to be something. I don't want to say that it's not, because it's a great car and everything like that, but it's like, it's just trying to like evolve into this like.
What does this like? The ZR1 is a supercar. It's exactly a supercar now.
Yeah, like, I understand, like, I guess maybe they're considered a supercar, but to me, it's like, it's not a supercar. Like, you're. It's like a poor man's supercar.
I don't know. The track times are saying. I'm poor.
But like, I feel like somebody that couldn't get a Lambo is going to settle for the C8.
I guess so. I mean, I like Corvettes. I'm a Chevy guy, but
I would honestly, before I got the C8, I would get the C7. I would get a Z06, Z7, all black. I'm pretty sure you feel the same way. I love those cars.
C7. I'll get a 2010-11 ZR1 in white with the blue calipers.
The what?
The ZR1s.
ZR1. I thought you said CR1.
No, it's like, the ZR1s. You know those white? It's white with the blue calipers.
Yeah.
That was like my dream car when I was in high school.
Yeah. Yeah,
But the Corvettes, they're already pushing those cars to do 230, 240.
Yeah.
And then now this morning, what I saw from Ford is that they're bringing a supercar they're making right now. They announced it this morning.
They're making a new one?
They're making a brand new one for next year. They're wanting into the hypercar category.
Ooh.
Grant posted that this morning, an announcement from Ford. So now Ford is bringing out the big guns because they want to compete with the Chevy Corvette. The GT, they don't make the GTs anymore. There was only a handful of them. Mm. So I think now they're calling out the Chevy.
I don't know why they didn't go further with the GT. But the GT is so sick. Like,
because GT is a rare car. They only make a handful of them for a reason. Every model they've made is only a handful for a collector's item. And then they
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
And the V6s. I don't like V6s.
Yeah, no. Oh, they are V6s.
They're twin turbo V6s, yeah.
That's crazy to me. The one thing I do like about, and another reason why I would get like a Lamborghini or something like that over like a C8 or whatever, is because there's such a distinct sound over a V8 versus a V10.
Yeah, like, that's why I like Vipers.
Like they wind up, and then a V12, it's like, I mean, that's a whole nother ballgame, these Aventadors, but like these V10s, they just wind up so high.
Oh yeah.
And they're just ridiculous sounding, bro. Like you can't make anything else sound like that unless it's a V10 or a V12. V12s are next level, but I'm just saying, you're not going to make a C8 sound like a 488 or like a Lambo or something. I don't know, 488
or Dodge Viper.
Now 488s are V8s, right? Are they 10s? I don't know. But Lambos,
no, the Huracan's V10.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And they just sound sick with it, especially if you get like a dope exhaust. They sound really good. So
yeah, it's definitely distinct between the difference of V8s and V10s and V12s. I mean, I like a V8. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. I mean, but once you get into the caliber of Lamborghini, and the brand itself is different than having a, you know, Chevy Corvette. It's definitely a different distinctive presentation when it comes to the name. But I mean, all in all, it's up to the person and their taste. I mean, I like Corvettes. I mean, they're cool, but Lamborghinis are much cooler to customize too.
Yeah, and then like, you know, whenever you're at a car show or something, and it's not all about this, but when you're at a car show, you know, or you're going down the road or whatever, somebody will see a Corvette and be like, oh, that's cool. But like, you see a Lamborghini and it's like, oh, it's a Lamborghini. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, wow. You know, the wow factor, you'll just never get that out of a Charger, Challenger, Corvette. Like, you just won't. Even the C8s, like, they're so common now too. Like a C8. I feel like I see a C8 everywhere. But the Lambos are just that next tier, man. Like, you just can't. They're still rare enough where it's cool when you see one going down the road. Because aside from car shows, I almost never, I mean, you might see more because you live in, you know, the area you live in. But for me, I mean, you know where I live. You ain't seeing no Lamborghinis out there.
Dude, you're in freaking the sticks. All they got out there is like freaking old school trucks and lawnmowers and people drinking beer on the damn golf.
You said lawnmowers?
People drinking beer on the damn golf
that's
carts.
That's fucking funny as fuck. Yeah, you got the.
Yeah, they're on lawnmowers drinking beer, going to the store to get.
I got to go to the Ace Hardware. Yeah. Getting the John Deere.
Chris lives in Sorrento, which is out by Mount Dora, which anybody who lives in Orlando who doesn't live in Florida, that's the outskirts of Orlando. It's pretty much the country.
I wouldn't say it's a country. But I basically live, on the edge of Sorrento. It's basically Mount Dora.
Yeah. And Lake Nona is convenient for us because I live in St. Cloud, which is about 15, 20-minute drive from the Lake Nona show itself.
Yeah.
So it's kind of convenient for us.
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I love Lake Nona. And I would like to live here, to be honest with you.
You don't want to deal with the traffic on this side of town.
But, like, I just want to be away from, like, people, man. Like, I lived in Orlando, like, downtown Orlando for so long that, like, I knew when I went to buy my next house, I was like, dude, I want to get away from these people.
Yeah, I didn't want to live downtown. I don't want to live close to there.
Oh, my God. I got to get away from these people. It's too much. Yeah. Like, Orange Avenue, if you guys live in Orlando, like, Orange Avenue is, like, the next I-4.
Dude, I-4 is even worse than that, too.
No, I know. I understand it's worse. That's my comparison. Like, Orange Avenue is, like, I-4. It's a mini I-4. And I'm just so tired of going, like, a mile every 30 minutes. It's like, geez, I can't go nowhere in this town.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Let's get back on track here. Okay. So we get that. So that's the Mustang we talked about earlier.
Yeah, that thing is so sick. Did you get a picture of the trunk?
I think I did when I came back. But the trunk, people don't see it. The trunk had a really cool setup with the airbags. And was that an actual NOS he had back there? Was it working?
I didn't pay attention.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he had some sneaky pizza back there.
Stinky Pizza?
Yeah.
This guy.
That's the front of the car.
I mean, dude, too, those wheels, I understand you have slicks in the back, but those wheels, that's that setup. That thing was clean.
Yeah, he cleaned
up. I don't even, if I'm being honest, I don't really like Mustangs like that, but that Mustang was sick.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing was sick. But that was like, that guy put a lot of money into it.
That's the McLaren. What model is that?
520?
That's 520?
I think,
yeah. That's a nice one. It's yellow.
It's all about that 720, though.
The 720, yeah. I mean, I don't know the difference between the engine differences between the two.
For me, it's just the aesthetic.
That's a nice one. I like the color on that gray one.
Yeah,
but the what's 570s gray. Are they called?
Or did I say 520? 570?
Oh, 520 or 570. I don't know.
I don't know. Something like that. Five something. But the 720 or the 7 whatever it is, it just looks... Something about the body looks
well,
just
you can
a
tell the
different.
720 because it has an air scoop on the passenger by the handle. There's like a special air scoop on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could tell.
Oh, I never noticed.
Yeah, like these are different models. A little... So that's Audi.
Audi R8s are sick.
They stopped making those, which is unfortunate.
Those cars are nasty.
Those are very underrated in the supercar class because it can hang with them. And people underestimate their
R8s are another rare car.
That's a V10 too.
Yeah, those are sick. I like those. I would probably buy one of those. But again, like if I got to that point where I could afford that, I would then just go for the Lambo.
Yeah.
I will own a Lamborghini one day, I promise.
But the Audi, yeah, that's a nice car.
I got to.
McLaren. That's a blue...
That's like the one of the newer, I think that's the newer one.
Is that the newer model?
It's like a base, not a base model, but it's like the one of the lower tiers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Who's this douchebag right here?
Douche. Get out of the fucking...
Get out of my shot.
Get out of the shot. I saw, like, Chris and I, like, we got out, we walked up to the show, and then, like, we didn't see each other again.
Well, because at the same time, we're running two different paces. You're more slow, cinematic, which is cool. And then I'm running fast pace, going through everything. And also, look, it was going to rain. So I was like, I got to get these
photos. I felt like it was going to rain.
I
got to
get these footage before it runs out of rain.
Yeah,
and
then
I can't get the footage.
Runs out of rain. You mean before it starts raining?
Right. Yeah. I can't run out of content. If it starts raining, then I'm kind of screwed.
Yeah.
So I was like running back and forth, just trying to get everything. And then I saw you back and forth. And then it was fine. I mean, we just did our own thing.
Yeah. And then he walks up and like he just happened to be next to me, like, just filming whatever, and then I was like, "What's going on, man? How you doing?" Shitty. I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "People keep my fucking way." I was like,
"Well, the thing is, I'm recording in a line. People know I'm coming.
Yeah,
and they just intentionally go in front of me.
What the fuck?
I wasn't gonna say anything. I just be nice.
Yeah.
I just stop and just
he would never say re-record anything. Chris is too introverted for that. He ain't gonna yell at somebody unless they really piss him off. But if Chris yells, then you might want to get
it. It's just a reputation. You don't want to be an asshole. And then
you're
recording and you get a channel.
But I'm just saying in general, like you would never raise your voice at anybody. That's just not you. Unless they really pissed you off. But
dude, someone pissed me off every time I'm on the road because they don't want to drive fast. Like yesterday.
Yeah, no shit. Every time I'm on the phone with you and you're fucking driving home from work. What the fucking people can't get out of my fucking way?
Yeah, like the one that pisses me off is that when they're driving so slow in front of me, putzing around, it hits yellow light, then they gun it, and then I lose the light.
Then you're stuck.
Yeah, then I'm stuck. I end up running the light because they run the light. One guy got so pissed. I was trying to get in the other lane. He cuts me off, so I flicked him off.
Yeah, necessary.
So he goes back in the other lane. I see he's putting his window down. I drove past him. Like, I don't got time to deal with you.
Fuck
no, I got things to do.
Yeah.
Freaking stupid.
There was two 458s. There was that one,
yeah,
that red
I did.
One, and then another red one. Oh, do you have a picture of the
army green?
Yeah,
I think I do.
God, I love that. That was my favorite car.
The
that
army
was my
green.
Ooh, that Viper. Was
I
sick.
Don't know, man. That Viper was
that
nice
Viper
too.
Was sick.
Yeah,
what year
nice.
Is that?
That's an ACR Viper. It's factory like that.
Is it eight? Is that like an 18?
Yeah,
I know they stopped.
They stopped making it in 2017.
Oh, so it was either a 17 or a lower, but I don't know what.
Body yeah, it's an ACR. Those went for like. 120, 130. Now they're worth like at least 200 right now, probably easily.
God, those cars are sick, especially the color and everything.
That Rolls Royce is pretty dope.
Oh, that thing was clean.
That was
boy.
Like a, that's a factory green.
I don't know. I don't know Rolls Royce like that. I don't really know.
So that's another shot there from the Ferraris. This was a business. I don't remember who it was, but they had a couple of cars. That's a 458.
They were there last time we were there.
Yeah, they're another vendor. They had a nice Porsche, Audi, and. Yeah. Representation, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's the A12 as well. Yeah. I tried to go back get some photos of the car itself because there were people on my way earlier.
God, that thing was sick.
I don't know what model that is. Anybody know what model that is? Just go in the comment section and tell me, because I don't remember what the hell that one's called. It's a newer Ferrari. I don't know exactly what it's called. Nice wheels, too.
Check out bro. Check out bro on the right, getting that low angle. Down with it. Heck yeah.
Another 458 that was chilling on the side. That's a McLaren. I saw a McLaren just like that in Daytona and had lights underneath it. I don't know if it's that one or not, though.
Lights underneath it? Ruined it.
It's got those weird fan blade wheels.
Yeah, I'm
not
like those wheels.
Not a big fan of that.
I'm not a fan of the yellow calipers either.
Is that an older model? It has to be an older model. Because I've never seen that one before.
To be honest with you, I'm not a fan of that car. Not a fan of that car.
Not fan. I mean, we get behind that. Who's doing donuts there?
I didn't even notice that.
Did you see the donut marks?
Didn't even notice that.
There's no donuts there. It's parked there. Who's that douchebag on the left?
Get out of my shot.
Yeah, there you go. Those two trucks are dope. The C10s.
You know they're buddies too. They're parked next to each other.
Hell yeah. Really? That's all I got? Damn.
That's all you got?
That's all I did, yeah.
You didn't get the freaking army green Lambo?
I probably didn't, no.
What a douche.
Screwed it up. Screwed the pooch.
Wow.
But I know we've got...
I don't even think I got it, to be honest with you. I don't even think
Well, you
I
got a video of it, didn't
you?
Well,
I got a video, but I didn't get a picture.
Have you tried doing photos on that thing? It's not bad doing photos on that.
I have not. Videos only, baby.
So what did you think of all the eggs with all the commotion going on? Because you were on the other side. I was on the meeting on the left side. You were on the other side. How was that point of view?
I think it was... prime time. So much. Excuse me.
Hey.
My buddy's stupid. Kent just texted me. He's like, I saw you're on the podcast. Give your boy a shout out.
Shout out to Kent.
Shout out to Kent. Mr. Stevens.
OG.
He's about to be a dad. Find out the gender here in the end of the month or something like that.
Yeah, anyway. Congrats to Kent, man. Yeah.
I thought the median, because you know at car shows, everybody's like on the sidewalk on either side of the road. And then they're
That median was like 6 feet wide. Not 6 feet. That was like 12, 13 feet wide.
Yeah, the median was a good median. It was a good sized median. It wasn't like a little tiny, like, you know, concrete median.
No, that median was elevated up and it had grass with a big ass curve so we could be safe from cars hitting us.
Yeah, I was ready to bounce. Like, I was, I don't trust these people. But anyways. So I was in the median and like everybody, everybody else was on the sidewalk on both sides of the street. And I was like, screw that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get in the median and get where like there's nobody. And everybody was like out of my way and out of my shot. Of course you could see them on the right side of the road, but
there was the OGs who've been there all day who do the entrances and exits. I don't remember who they are, but they stay on one side of the corner, which is actually one of the best corners. So you got to kind of improvise and go to another side of the...
Median was the best, man. Because I was like, set my camera up. I put it on the little tripod and I just set it there. And then I would just click and record and stop, record, stop. And then like painting some of the cars that I thought were cool that went by. And like, I don't know. I think that was the move. And then it's funny because then everybody started going to the median.
Yeah.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, I'm the entrepreneur right here. Or not the entrepreneur, but I'm the...
I'm the pioneer.
Pioneer, yeah.
I'm the innovator.
You.
I innovated this thing.
Get the fuck off my median, dude. What are you doing right now? And now they just started swarming.
You should have got some cones to put them around so people don't go around you.
Motherfuckers started swarming the median.
Yeah, no. That's one pet peeve. I guess you can't really control that. That's just something that could be inevitable. Is having people there.
Let me tell you something. If you are a content creator for cars, right? Specifically cars. I mean, I guess there could be other things too. But if a motherfucker has a spot, don't get in front of them. Don't do it. I feel like it's an unsaid thing. Like, if you got a spot...
It's just courtesy.
Yeah, common courtesy, bro. Get out of the shot, dude. What are you doing? You're just going to pull up right in front of somebody that's been there the whole time? Nah.
Yeah.
Swerve.
Yeah, I know. It's something that I look out for whenever someone's recording or they have already got a spot. I got to go somewhere else and improvise, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's bullshit. This one kid tried to do that a little bit, but then he kind of like, I don't know, maybe he just woke up and he kind of went away. But
yeah, it was definitely, I was looking days before, like, you know, I pull up Google Maps and I looked around that area.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Dude, I looked around the area and I was like, dude, we got to find a way to record this and get the perfect angle.
Bro was mapping it out like a heist.
Well, the guys, the boys are on the one side, the OGs, you know, they're recording. So I was like, we'll cross that angle out. We'll go to we'll either go to the median, we'll go to the other side of the sidewalk, or we'll go to the median on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped on my side that I wanted to stay, which was prime time for me because I got a lot of cars that were panning.
Yeah.
Like they were leaving on the left side and I panned. And I had my zoom lens. Mm-hmm. So I was zooming while they're going. But at one point, I mean, we had cars going left, one car's going right, one car's car's pulling in. I thought we were going to have an accident.
Yeah. These dudes were just going every which way. Like the cops were behind them. Like it was Fast and the Furious in that one scene where they all split. But. Yeah, I can't wait to see your one shot, the one clip where that guy got super sideways. Like, that's going to be good.
I made a way record of that, but I saw my light flash through my eyes.
Good
I
God,
saw
the front whatever of the, it takes.
I saw the front of the car in front of me, and I just stepped away while I was recording.
Hopefully you didn't get it out of the frame, though.
No. I was recording. I just backed up when I did it.
Do it for the tube. Doing it for the tube.
No. Yeah, that challenge got sideways. But also, I got one of the, well, obviously, the sports bike burning out.
Yeah.
And then I have a couple others with cars leaving, getting sideways too. Yeah, the meeting was definitely a good spot to have.
Yeah.
Your drone, did you try the... So what was up with the drone? The drone wasn't working when you did it?
Yeah, I gotta figure that out. So...
What was your original plan with the drone? What were you going
to
do?
Yeah. So there's... I don't know if you guys been to the Drive Shack in Lake Nona. But the way it's set up, so you have like the road is higher than the drive. Like Drive Shack sits down in like a valley kind of, right? So I took the drone up to like road level. That was honestly just for me to gauge how high it was because that's a air space over there. Planes fly in real low.
Yeah, there was planes that were coming down and I was hoping, you know, get close to it.
Yeah.
You don't need a rolling shot from that, okay?
Yeah. So I was like not trying to even remotely get high. Even though I was surprised that it let me fly because it had like
No. DJI had an announcement. They turn off the boundaries. Do you know that?
They did.
Yeah. Because the wildfires are going on and they're having issues with drones and this is like a week ago. They recently turned off all boundaries. So you could go to don't do this, people. You could go to the airport and fly it in there. There's no boundaries.
Because it said I was, so that whole space, it said it was an airspace.
But it still let me go.
So yeah, I was like, maybe it has it. Sometimes, I don't know for sure, but I assumed if it is an airspace and it lets you fly, that it'll just limit how high you can go. Because it's done that to me before, okay, where it limited me how high I could go. And I know, obviously, it can go, it doesn't have a limit, really, if you're not in any type of airspace.
Yeah.
But anyway, so... yeah, long story short, I tried to get to like road level and then I just wanted to fly in and then just pan the ground. Like I wasn't trying to get close to the ground in all the cars and all the people. I was just trying to like stay in the air and then pan it or not pan it, but just, yeah, I guess pan up, you know, front to back. But I just wanted to kind of get like everything collectively. So I thought it would be cool for an intro flying in and, you know, I just think it'd be cool. But anyway, yeah, no, I don't know. It started and then it stopped when I was recording, like a couple seconds in. I don't know if it was a memory card. I don't know if it was too high of a frame rate or too high of a resolution. I really don't know, but it made me mad because I like charged it and everything, brought it out there, took it off, did my thing, and then it fell through. I was like, damn.
Well, I mean, now you know you got to fix it. So next time you go, it'll be better. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know what could have caused that. Like, I don't.
Look online. I type into problems online. Yeah. And it usually pops up.
It has
up.
To be something with the memory card.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the drone. So.
Yeah. Just update that memory card maybe too.
Yeah. I mean, it's an older memory card. It's only 16 gigs. I don't know if it's slap full. I don't know.
Yeah. DJI makes a really nice portable. I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's a new drone they made. It folds up into one piece. It's really portable. I want to buy it.
Maverick Pro 3.
No. It's not a Maverick Pro.
Maverick Pro. That's the one I was looking at. I wanted to get the Maverick Pro Cine, if I'm being totally honest with you. But that is a stupid, expensive drone.
No, the one I was looking at was around... The one I was looking at was like around like $600.
Okay.
It wasn't one of those... Pro ones. It was like a portable one. I don't know exactly what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be called a rip or the flip. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's called a flip. So have you seen these before, Chris? The flip.
Check it out.
So this is what I'm talking about.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, it turns in and then it comes out. And it's about, I think it's like $600. I was looking to get this one.
Oh, I have seen that. I just didn't realize it folded up like that.
Yeah, it folds up. I think in my future investments, I'll probably get that that drone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I want to get a new lens first before I get the drone.
I feel like with this type of stuff we do, like, you have to have some type of aerial footage. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be the best quality, whatever, because that's obviously what your camera is there to do. You want it to match it a little bit, in my opinion, but I just feel like that just brings the dynamic of your video. It just separates you from everybody else just a little bit because you're able to get aerial footage, you know. So
I think aerial and somewhat getting a rolling shot in the future would definitely be a benefactor to doing, because it stands out in cinematic when you do rolling shots.
Yeah, for sure. That was one thing I felt like was a challenge today for me. Like, even with this lens that I got. So I got this lens because it's, you know, it's 12 to 24 wide angle, right? And I was like, okay, perfect. Like, I can get close to these cars. I can get the whole thing in the shot. Because you got to understand, when you go to these cars and coffees, like, everybody's parked, like, you know, in parking spots, which are, you know, like, if you go to the grocery store, like, you're trying not to hit the person with the next to you with your door.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You need that wide lens.
So you got to have a wide lens. Yeah. And even with the 12, like, I still had to stand back a little bit, dude, like, to ensure that the whole frame or the whole car was in frame. But it's kind of.
Certain shows, it'll be different because they're not close together.
Mm-hmm.
I know at Festival of Speed, when I went, they were not that close together. They were more
spread out. Would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Like, where they're just randomly parked than in an actual parking lot.
Yeah.
Because you watch these cinematic car photo or videos.
They're by themselves, though, when they're doing that.
Yeah, and they're by themselves, and they're able to get really far away from the car, and obviously there's no people there to kind of, like, mess things up, but that's just what it is as far as people go. But
yeah,
you're able to get far away and really be able to keep the car in frame a lot easier. But I'm just trying to, like I said, this is my first time using not only this lens, but the actual camera. Like, I bought it and I haven't used it yet.
Yeah.
So
you got to go in the field and try it.
Yeah. You got to get after it. You got to get some experience behind you. And you know, I really want to get good at it, dude. And, like, it's funny, 'cause that DJ guy was like, "Hey man, like, do you do this for hobby or do it for fun or whatever?" And I'm like, "Nah, it's just a hobby, you know?" And he's, like, wanting me to, like, come to his place and, like, film for him. And, like, he's trying to pay me. And I'm like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't expect.
I'm an entrepreneur now.
I did it. No, I was like, I didn't expect that. And I didn't know what to say, because I didn't want to say that I couldn't do it, because I just want to be able to figure it out and do it. You know what I mean? Because
that's when you need a network and have business cards and hand them out and do certain business.
Well, like, but the thing is that I don't want the attention yet. Because I'm not confident in what I'm doing yet. I don't even know how to, like, really.
No, what you do is you just tell them, okay, look, man, I'm brand new to this. I want to get some footage underneath my belt. I want to come and volunteer and do this for free just to get some experience under it. And down the road, if we start getting better and we're getting traction, then you got to start paying me for it.
No, that's a great point. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And I got his Instagram. He told me to reach out, and I'm like,
okay. Just tell them, hey, man, I want to come film for free. I'm brand new to this. I want to get some experience underneath my belt.
Yeah.
So let's link up. We'll do some free shots. You know, I'll do some you know, film, some reels and long form. Yeah. And if it turns out good, then he'll start paying you.
Yeah. And it's just so wild to me. It was almost like, I don't know. I felt like so many different emotions. I was like, man, like, this is okay. Networking. How real that network, like, how fast things can happen for you. The fact that I was my very first show with the camera, and somebody's already asking me to film for them.
Well, because with that camera, that's a camera that is a cinematic camera. Everybody wants the quality of the camera and what it does because it's a cinematic camera.
Well, yeah. And I know that's probably why he said what he said to me. Honestly, just because of my camera. Like, if I had probably any other camera, he probably wouldn't even have said a word to me. But because
your setup does kind of peacock and stand out.
It does a little bit. I mean, the lens.
So massive.
It's massive.
I am so massive.
It's pretty big.
Kind of a big deal.
I'm a big deal. No, I'm not a big deal, and that's the problem. I don't even know how to use this camera. So I'm eager too, man. Like, I'm so eager to get after it and just learn and really learn how to. And it's not even really about the camera, because I know how to the functionality of the camera. Like, I was constantly readjusting it for exposure and all that whatever, what I'm not going to get into all that, but I know how to work the camera itself, but it's really the post-production to be able to edit it the way that I envision it in my head to make that real on screen. It's so hard. Like, everybody thinks it's so easy, but like, I use like, DaVinci Resolve, and like, learning that program, it's like, dude, I sat there for hours. Excuse me. I sat there for hours just to learn how to speed ramp, slow motion, and like a couple transition filters. You know what I mean? Like, and I did it for hours. Obviously, I know how to do all those things now, so it'll get faster and faster. But I'm like, dude, there's just so much to this program. It's overwhelming.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of learning curve to do. And a little advice to you as well is that I know you're going to put together videos and you're going to think it's badass. Just don't set a high expectation when it comes to the views and the likes. You're going to start somewhere and it's going to get probably zero views and zero likes. Even nowadays, even though I have 252 followers or subscribers, I don't ever put myself in a view of, okay, I need to get this much views, this much, you know, this and that. Some videos don't get any views.
Yeah.
I mean, some are shitty.
Yeah.
Even though I think it's good.
Yeah.
It's just a hit. For me, it's hit or miss. I mean, but at the same time, too, it depends on how much effort I put into the video and also the quality and also the setting of the show. But,
yeah.
But building it up and being consistent is really what is going to set you and get you the results that you want.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, and I know that, you know what I mean, as far as like not sending,
because I'll put a badass video together and I think it's awesome. Yeah. And I'll get like 10 views.
Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know, and to me, what's great about like videography and like just filming is like, I don't really have an expectation. I enjoy doing it. It's not like I'm like, obviously I'm going to try to create a YouTube channel and do videos and get, you know, ultimately the goal is to get paid just like everybody else that puts YouTube videos together. They want to try to have another source of income, but I genuinely just like doing it. You know what I mean?
Me too. I like just showing up and doing the filming and setting up and things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to do. You get to go and hang out with your buddy, you know, maybe
you meet new people too.
You meet new people and that's great. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, they go to work, they come home, they go to work, come home, and it's like they don't really have time to go out per se. But, you know, doing something that is productive and being able to meet people and network all at the same time, it's great. And you don't, it's kind of a little hypocritical, but like Chris and I don't really drink that much. You know what I mean? We're just having a beer just because we're chilling, but like, we don't really go out to bars and stuff. And we don't
go out and get wasted every weekend.
We don't do that. So it's like, if you guys really think about it, like, okay, how else do you, I mean, that sounds kind of bad, I guess, but like, if you're not going out and going to clubs or bars or whatever, like, how do you meet? How do you really network? You know what I mean? Like, how do you network? How do you meet people?
You go and do the same thing that they like to do, which is cars.
Yeah, which, you know, but then you go to these car shows and it's like an inlet. You know what I mean? So I think it's cool, man, you know. You ain't gonna go to a Barnes and Noble and be like, yo, what up? What's going on? What book you what?
Yeah.
Is
right?
that the series? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, nah, yeah. you ain't doing that. You ain't doing that. You're not pulling up.
Yeah, the culture is definitely something we like to do, and we're looking forward to the next shows coming up. I know you've got your work schedule doesn't really align with the weekend, but we're going to try and make it work and get you out there more, get you more screen time behind that camera, get you more experience with it.
You know what I mean? I'm just excited, to be honest with you, man. I'm excited also to see like where it's going to lead us.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, Chris, if we continue doing this, we're not just going to film cars. It's going to be it's going to lead into other things.
What else you want to film then? Like what else?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what it's going to be. You know what I mean? But I guarantee you, like, if we can just create great videos and people like our content, people are going to ask us to do things. I just know it. That's just how it works. I'm just curious to see where it's going to take us overall.
I just feel like I want to get more on YouTube and more viewers and stuff.
Well, sure.
I know it's a long road, but I mean, we're still going to keep consistent and keep grinding. Yeah. And
but that's the best part about it, though, right? Like, the journey.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I like. I like the journey. It's not really about...
Well, the journey is what really makes a story when you get there.
Right. Yeah. So it's like all these little things that we're doing, right? We went to the car show this morning. We're back in the studio. We're filming. We're making a podcast. Like, all of that. I love all of that. I'm chilling, having a beer with my buddy. Like, I love all that. You know what I mean? So I appreciate it, man. The whole thing. I love it, so...
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the next couple shows coming up. I know next weekend, you're not going to be working next week. You got work next weekend?
Or? Yeah, I got work Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I know Saturday is going to be the Auto Life is hosting a car event at the Lamborghini dealership. I'm going to go do that in the morning. I know Jim from Wolf's Den, they're going to be one of the sponsors there, so he's going to bring a bunch of cars there too. And then also Sunday, well, Sunday they have the Cars and Coffee drag racing at Orlando SpeedWorld. The problem with that is that that's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's an all-day event. Now, Desert Land, which is the old Festival Bay at Bass Pro, they're having a Cars and Coffee in the morning.
Well, would you like, okay, what is that? Like 9 to 12 or?
I think it's like 9 to 12. Rune was telling me about that. Originally, that was the host of that one was host of Winter Park. And apparently he got something happened at Winter Park and he no longer goes to that one. So now he's bringing it to Desert Land, which Desert Land has a bigger parking lot, which I really like. And I think we'll have more room there to have the cars there.
Yeah.
And it'll be something new. It's the first time they're doing it. So we're going to go because people are going to be interested to go and see it. So that's going to be Sunday. So we're going to have a two-day event for that week. Then following week is going to be, that's Valentine's Day week. And that's going to be Festival Speed in Tampa.
You going to that?
On a Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to go to that one on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to that shit.
If that one got me 11,000 views on YouTube, then yeah, I'm going to go.
This guy.
Fuck yeah, Even though it's in Tampa, though.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Let me, you know what?
I took my
That's the following weekend.
I took my whole calendar and I wrote. If you go to my room,
I need to do that.
My whole calendar has all the car shows on there. No,
that's
great.
Like, that's what, honestly, that I need to put that in my phone. Same difference.
I don't know. I have my calendar. I don't do my phone. The phone's too high tech for me.
I use my phone for like literally.
Yeah, we'll do it later. We'll just, I'll fill you in and everything.
I'm about to look it up what I work.
Yeah.
It's not. This coming up weekend's following.
Yeah, we'll look into it later. We'll probably end it from here. Kind of close. It's been a while. We've been recording.
It's been a while since I.
But yeah, all in all, it was a good show. I was glad you came. Glad we got a lot of film. I think I got like 122 files I got to go through. I think it'll be a good show on YouTube. It'll be a good.
Sorry. It's the 15th, Chris? Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
16th, sorry. I think it's 16th.
I think I requested.
We'll look it up after the show.
I requested that. We'll anyway, gotta go. Man.
But yeah, it was a good show all in all. We're looking forward to the next one. And I appreciate everyone who's been staying on here, who's been listening to us. If you like this podcast, you're going to hear more of the car shows. This is like the post. We need like a name for this. Like After the Smoke or some kind of name.
After the Smoke.
Some kind of name with it. We got to figure out some kind of name for it. After like post.
This guy. After the Smoke.
Post, post car show something. I don't know.
We'll
think of something that we're going to make up for the name of it. I'm going to get a new billboard because obviously that's kind of old.
Yeah. That's still cool though. It looks like rivets anyway.
No, the sign is plaid though. It's like.
Yeah, this guy.
We're going to get something new.
I will say.
We're going to upgrade that.
If you guys follow Chris and you see him at car shows and stuff like that, and you guys end up watching the podcast and everything like that, like drop comments, let us know that you were there, at the car shows. And like, if you guys have like questions or, if you want us to film your car and like really kind of have a segment of your car, like we'd be glad to do that. Like jump in, film your car, make cool edits of your own car. And then, that could be like a highlight of the next video. Like, we're always down to network and we're always trying to meet new people and stuff like that. So I guess what I'm saying is don't be afraid to post or comment on our videos and just ask questions. And
I'm going to post photos on the Overtime Attitude page. I'll collab with it and also collab with Cars and Coffees in Lake Nona. And if you guys see your car in the photos, leave a comment. We're more than happy to hear you guys' input or see you guys' car there. We'll go say what's up next car show if I see you again. And then also we'll have the YouTube page with Overtime Attitude. This podcast will be on there. We'll have the Spotify and Apple Music as well. Yeah, pretty much go from there. I guess we're going to call it a day. Appreciate everyone's been here. Appreciate Chris for coming by and podcast itself.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to head out of here. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe on our Spotify and on our YouTubes. And we'll see you guys at the next car show. Talk to you guys later. See you.